we were realizing that they were going to have a shortage in supply, because we've known that the nurses would have to pay for their own sets of scrubs on tunics in Ireland for a long time now. And me and my brother decided early last week to take off a run of them, just to have them in stock, because we knew what was coming across Europe was going to end up being very, very scary. And the frontline staff, the nurses and doctors, are the people that's going to be relying on all this equipment. And we knew it was running low in certain parts of Europe and in England at the moment. So we took it upon ourselves to take off a run of scrub sets. And on Saturday morning, put out an urgent COVID-19 Facebook message saying that all nurses and doctors looking for hospital scrubs with all clothing are going to start producing them from next week on. And not thinking it was going to go the way it went, it actually just went mental after it. And we got a hit from Adele McBride, who's a designer in Donegal, and she came on board and she liked our tweet on our Instagram and started following us. And from that, Adele decided to set up a page, Pledge a Scrub, for the doctors and nurses that's having to buy and pay for their scrubs and nurse tunics now at the moment. And it's just gone crazy from that.
And you yourselves undoubtedly are a very skilled workforce in your own right. I'm sure these scrubs are very high quality.
Yeah, they're made of the highest quality material you can buy. It's actually the material that's for the hospital staff, and it's made of durable and long-lasting material that's going to last them. It's not a throwaway scrub. It's a scrub that can be reused, and it'll probably be reused last a year, 2 years, maybe three. But in the cases of this now, this epidemic or pandemic, they have to take their own scrub sets home with them, and they have to wash them and then take them back to work the next day. And in this day and age, I think for a nurse and a doctor that's putting themselves on the front line and putting their own lives at stake now to save the rest of the nation, I think the least we could do is try and help them best we can and provide those essential uniforms for them free of charge. And called on the government to try and fund ourselves for making the uniform to send out free to them. And I think it's a no-brainer anyway, and it should be done.